burnout. You know what this is. If not from personal experience, then you've heard tell from friends or family who are just so stressed and emotionally spent they can't get through a workday anymore. Some employers admit it's a real problem, but Noelle King from our Planet Money team has the story of one small company that might have figured it out.
This is Leah with Spot Hero. How can I help you?
Leah Potkin manages a call center in Chicago. It's long hours, repetitive work, young people in headsets hunched over long tables, plus
you're talking for 8 or 9 hours straight.
Leah works for Spot Hero. It's an app that connects people looking for parking with open parking spots. Leah's like head cheerleader meets class president. Organized, optimistic, always smiling. Still, calls like this can get to her.
Let me ask you this. Is there some sort of, sure. of obscene joke that goes on? What a comical thing this is, that this 60-year-old man is having to talk to you for now over a half an hour and doesn't have a sticker.
There is one call at Spot Hero that's legendary. Megan Bubbly fielded it. A guy reserved a parking spot, and someone else parked in it. Megan apologized, said she was there to help.
That was not the right answer. I don't know what the right answer was, but it was not that.
The customer screamed, called her a really ugly name. Megan put down the phone and walked out, went running down to Lake Michigan to scream. Fixing burnout is not easy. All kinds of industries are fighting it, and in many cases, they're failing. Christina Maslach is a professor of psychology at Berkeley. She's been studying burnout for years. She says companies often look at it wrong.
To somehow characterize it as it's something within the person, all the research is pointing to the fact it's something about the situation, the social relationships, the job.
Leah Potkin has never met Christina Maslach, didn't know her research, but that was her intuition. It wasn't the people, it was the job. She went to the CEO and said, look, my workers are taking 100 calls a day.
If you're okay with people taking 100 calls and feeling burnt out, you're going to have high attrition. It was so important to get everyone's minds wrapped around spending more money to be able to really save in the long run.
It was a fight, but eventually the CEO agreed. He let her hire 2 more people. Today, the workload is around half of what it was. Leah's second move may make you roll your eyes a little. Spot Hero calls its call center workers heroes. Leah instituted Hero Appreciation Day.
We bought capes and had everyone wear capes. We really got into it.
Then more morale building. Free pizza, happy hours, a talent show, a room to de-stress. Leah's agitating did something else. It convinced Spot Hero that the call center workers are invaluable. They make or break the place. Their colleagues genuinely admire them. We talked to one employee, Margot Conrose.
The customer heroes are on the front lines making those, you know, those minute improvements to humanity all the time, all day, every day.
I mean, you guys are an app that sells parking spaces. You're talking about a department that is pretty minor in the grand scheme of your app, and which a lot of companies take care of with a website, like frequently asked questions. And you're talking about humanity. That is really weird.
I think of them as, you know, the heroes of the company because they're heroes for individual humans out there in the world.
Today, Spot Hero's call center, a classic burnout job, has 0 turnover. Noelle King, NPR News.